Hello there, you are listening to The Gamer's Point, a weekly podcast where we talk about video games. Brought to you by WBSU Brockport, 89.1, The Point. Now kick back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This year's hottest album is Coughing Into a Vagina by George Clooney's Musk.
That's like the most indie rock album you can possibly get.
This year's hottest album is A Magic Hippie Love Cloud by Fuck Mountain.
that's real. So real.
Is that not an album by that band?
I'm going to Google it.
This year's hottest album is Cock by a man in yoga pants with a ponytail and feather earrings. That's his actual stage name.
Oh my God.
Not describing him.
They abbreviated
him. Yeah, nothing like that.
He like wears a tuxedo with like a short, neat haircut.
Oh, this year's hottest album is 3 Months in a Hole by Nicolas Cage.
I'm a vampire!
Not the bees.
This year's hottest album is Dry Heaving by African Children.
Oh my god!
I'm choosing I'm Cock done. By a man in yoga pants.
Who did Dry Heaving?
Who did Dry Heaving?
That was me.
Right.
You, okay. Well, we should charge you for war crimes.
Holy shit!
It was a throwaway turn. It also turned out to be really bad.
Apparently Danielle was super offended by that. You gonna be okay?
No, just think about it again.
Yeah, I thought, I know. I get
again
it.
Again and again.
You got a cue, like, in the arms of the angel.
I will wait for you.
Alright, who put all of the pick two cards on top of this deck?
I've tried to make it random.
Honey, I have a new role play I want to try tonight. You can be blank and I'll be blank.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, fuck. This is gonna get really kinky really fast.
You can be blank and he'll be blank.
Great.
These are good.
You can be.
Mine just sucked blank. Completely on that one. Boop. I don't want to be too talkative.
Can you just read it one more time?
Honey, I have a new role play I want to try tonight. You can be blank and I'll be blank.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that changes everything.
Why is that funny?
I wish I had a better combo.
Was it just like really normal?
Honey, I have a new role play I want to try tonight. You can be the folly of man, and I'll be men.
That's like feminist role play.
I really like that.
You would, woman.
You can be a manhole, and I'll be spectacular abs.
That was my throwaway. Sorry.
he apologized for his hands.
You could be Nuble Slave Boys, and I'll be savagely beating a mascot.
She says inquisitively.
You can be the glass ceiling, and I'll be sniffing glue.
There's so many implications.
You can
beat the shit out of him afterward.
Oops. You can be Keish and I'll be Dorito breath. Alright. What? That one wins.
Oh, yeah. Wait, why?
I don't know.
Are you kidding?
But I put the glass ceiling.
Dorito breath. I don't know why that one was so good.
That was
for me.
That was a bad call. That was a bad call, ref.
Just preparing for that role playing really makes me
nervous. Dorito
Quiche and Doritos. Ew.
My life is ruled by a vicious cycle of blank and blank. My life is ruled by a vicious cycle of blank and blank.
I like when everybody picks cards out like very matter of fact. You're like, this is definitely it.
A vicious cycle of blank and blank.
Oh god, this is gonna be bad. Can you read it one more time? I'm sorry.
My life is ruled by a vicious cycle of blank and blank.
Jesus fucking Christ. I can't believe I just put too much.
Do I have eight? And the next one's another double cover.
I'm still missing one. Who's still picking?
Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
God damn it, Matt Brady!
I'm sick of these double ones.
Yeah, if it's another
double.
We
need double, to shuffle or something.
If it's another double, we're shuffling.
I don't
know. So much work.
My life is ruled by a vicious cycle of me and the Black Power Ranger?
What could it have done to you?
Alright, I like that one, oddly enough. My life is ruled by a vicious cycle of a cooler full of organs and Lance Armstrong's missing testicle.
That one works.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
That's missing is a whole new meaning.
My life is ruled by a vicious cycle of chainsaws for hands and attitude. That would make one hell of a movie.
Oh, God.
My life is ruled by a vicious cycle of what Jesus would do in being a dinosaur. Okay. And my life is ruled by a vicious cycle of Blackula and the new Radiohead album.
What?
Okay. Well, no, you suck, whoever that is. Yeah, it's definitely Lance Armstrong's missing testicle and a cooler full of organs. Black Power Ranger definitely deserves an honorable mention.
Fun fact about Black Power Ranger, also named Zack.
What?
That's why I did it.
Black Power Ranger, also
well, if someone had told me that beforehand, it would have won.
Really?
That's why
you
I did
to
that.
You had that in
well,
there
I didn't know.
Hours
why
ago.
Do you know more about Power Rangers than I do?
I don't know.
Why do you not know enough about the Power Rangers?
I don't know. I was never into Power Rangers that
all
much.
All this at the beginning of time is on Netflix.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm an adult with adult shows to watch.
But you're also an adult who can do whatever the hell you want.
Adult shows.
Yeah, that
adult
does not
shows.
Include watching Power Rangers.
You can if you want to.
But I don't, so there.
Well, it's no fun.
Well, fine.
Still fighting about Power Rangers.
Meanwhile, I have the card.
Oh, I'm sorry, were you doing something?
Yes. Okay. Loving you is easy because you're blank.
If I don't win, you have to sing everyone too.
Oh, fuck.
That adds to the effect.
Loving you is easy because you're maximal insertion.
Oh, God. Yes.
Loving you is easy cause you're my ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny and also depressing at the same time.
I feel like I need a drink now. That was so sad.
Loving you is easy cause you're Judge Judy. Loving you is easy cause you're wearing an octopus for a hat.
I don't think it's so account quite worked out.
Loving you is easy cause you're peeing a little bit. I like octopus hat.
Thanks.
Damn it.
I really thought
you would like octopus hat.
I thought Judge Judy was gonna win.
I thought my ex-wife would win.
That's pretty rough though.
I don't playing it in my head, I thought peeing a little bit was fucking hilarious.
War. What is it good for?
You have to do it like this.
I want to do it now. Because it's only fair.
Don't worry, they like. Time.
Hey, this has the right syllable count.
Fuck yeah.
Both of these?
Far away.
Wait, what is it good for?
War. What is it good for?
Okay.
Play a song.
Is it absolutely in there?
Oh no, there's no absolutely. I was going to say if there was absolutely in there,
that'd
be retarded. Wait. Is this one mine?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
I'm going to allow this. Oh, that's my like second Futurama reference tonight. Jesus.
Stop it.
What?
Stop it. War. What is it? What is it good for? Switching to Geico. War. What is it good for? A low standard of living.
Aww.
That one hurt.
Sad but accurate.
War. What is it good for? Statistically validated stereotypes.
That's fucked.
War. What is it good for? The gays.
What?
The gays.
It's good for the gays?
War. What is it good for? Count Chocula.
Okay.
Oh, come on. A low standard of living wins that one.
Yeah. Hooray for low standard of living!
Hooray for being, like, the least bad one.
Stop giggling.
Oh, I can't wait to see what these end up being. The Smithsonian.
Oh, come on.
The Smithsonian.
Stop it!
What? The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on...
Matt's not even going to be able to read mine.
You're going to die. I just thought, can I see that? Mm-hmm. Didn't you say you had a card that when...
I had one, yeah, this I isn't lost my train okay. of thought.
Is that everybody's? Mm-hmm.
Punch it down.
Oh wait, shit! This fuck, I fucked that up.
Just cross it off.
I meant to have it as a white card.
I can read it for you, Matt. If you want?
That's all right. The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on the primal ball slapping sex your parents are having right now.
Oh god! Oh god!
Unanimous gross noises.
The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on the windmill full of corpses.
A windmill full of corpses.
That one's terrifying.
Interactive. Interactive is what makes that especially scary.
Crank the wheel. What's that smell? Don't worry about it.
Ingenuity. The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on eating an albino.
Okay.
All right.
That one was sad.
Oh, and a windmill full of corpses wasn't sad?
No, that was sad too.
That's too sad.
Yeah, but like eating albinos is a real thing though. So that's terrible.
Wait, what?
Yeah, in Africa. It's like a cure-all for everything.
But maybe you're too rich for Africa.
Okay, I did not know that before I placed that card, so I'm sorry.
People in Uganda. People in Uganda think when you get like AIDS that if you like eat an albino, you won't have AIDS.
Yeah. But you don't. That doesn't work.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't work.
I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
I'm not saying it doesn't.
Statistically, no.
The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on Asians who aren't good at math. It doesn't exist. The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on getting hilarious gangbanged by the Blue Man Group.
Ah, it's interactive.
Well, their shows are. Might as well be.
That takes it to a whole new level.
I got blue all over me.
Hilariously gangbanged.
And for anybody that's listening, Zach was a blue man for Halloween.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, that was basically it. Yeah.
Just I'm one. Such a hard time. I'm gonna go with the Blue Man Group.
I really thought Asians would win it.
I knew it was yours.
I don't know why.
that's a weird thing to know that was her.
Because you. Never mind. Forget everything you know about blank, because now we've supercharged it with blank.
I'm not sure if that makes sense, but it's damn funny.
I know, I was just thinking that about mine.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like the two cards you pick off are the best ones for the last question.
Yeah, I fucking hate when that happens. Yeah.
Forget everything you know about beating your wives, because we've now supercharged it with party Mexicans.
Party?
What?
I don't know what those are.
They're Mexicans that like to party. What's the big deal?
Forget everything you know about sexy pillow fights, because now we've supercharged it with intimacy problems. Forget everything you know about dying alone and in pain. Because now we've supercharged it with Hurricane Katrina.
Come on.
Forget everything you know about...
Zach, calm down.
Fucking hilarious.
Forget everything you know about a death ray, because now we've supercharged it with a can of whoop-ass. Forget everything you know about a defective condom, because now we've supercharged it with a bloody pacifier.
What pacifier?
A bloody one.
Oh, man.
No, that's bad.
Wow. That's too dark. I'm going with dying alone and in pain with
the one that was still dark, but what?
That was yours.
That was mine.
That was fucking good.
I'm sorry, that was the other one was too dark, so you went with the Katrina one?
Yeah, which was not dark.
When I am a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate blank. Oh, I love this card because you get to just picture these statues. It's great.
I love how elegantly simple some of them are.
Great.
I like how normal some of them are. Like, they're really, like, really, but then they get used, like... It's terrible.
Yeah.
I like the question once, without the blanks.
When I'm a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate a monkey smoking a cigar.
That'd be a cool statue.
I would like that.
A 50-foot statue to commemorate fear itself.
Whoa. <That's>...
You'd need to be a billionaire for that.
Stalinist Russia.
A 50-foot statue to commemorate a big black dick.
No.
A 50-foot statue to commemorate menstrual rage.
Ah, no, thank you.
And a 50-foot statue to commemorate a mime having a stroke.
Wait, a statue of that?
Yes.
Not moving?
Yes, that's the best.
It's a great pain.
Definitely between fear itself and a mime having a stroke.
I like fear itself.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
Fear itself.
Yes.
Really? I wasted a mime having a stroke on you?
Mime that was really close.
Son of a bitch. If you can't handle blank, you'd better stay away from blank.
I'm sick of these.
What do you want me to do about it?
Shuffle them.
Okay, you do it. If you can't handle blank, you'd better stay away from blank.
Can't handle blank.
Here you go.
Okay.
I'm gonna go from over
if
here.
You don't like blank.
I just don't know what order to put these in.
Because
they work both ways.
Just pick whatever one you want.
Whatever way is funnier.
If you can't handle it, just don't like it.
Well, this is too good. It's not going to work.
Do-de-dip-de-dip-de-dip-de-dip-de-dip.
Yeah,
alright. If you can't handle... another shot of morphine. You better stay away from Pretty Princess Dress-Up Board Game?
What?
Wow.
That's a weird party.
I think
if you can't,
the other one.
If you can't handle syphilitic insanity?
Oh, God.
You better stay away from Lady Gaga. That would explain everything. That might win. That might win. If you can't handle slapping a racist old lady,
wait,
you better stay away from racially biased SAT questions. That sounds like it should make sense,
but
doesn't.
Yeah, that's weird.
If you can't handle a bitch slap, you better stay away from a brain tumor?
What?
If you can't handle... a fat, bald man from the internet, I'm not going to like what's going to come. You better stay away from the Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system. Then I was right. Yep, that creeps me out. Definitely Lady Gaga and syphilitic insanity.
Here, right here.
Now, you see, a fat, bald man with that card would have gone great with, like, the Boy Scouts of America.
Yeah, it's like, I had three good cards, and I was like, none of these go good together. Fuck it.
Here's a bullshit question from Zach, handwritten.
What? Oh. Yeah.
Another one that I have to sing, unfortunately. What is blank? Baby, don't hurt me.
No bars?
No, I'm not gonna... That's all he wrote, so I'm not doing the rest.
Baby, don't hurt me!
Don't hurt me.
So
no
it's
more.
One?
It's one.
It's one.
What
is blank?
I thought it was funny, so fuck you.
I think it's funny. It may be funny.
Yeah.
I wish I had.
Can I trade?
Fuck.
Nope.
What is rehab, baby? Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me no more.
What is living in a trash can, baby? Don't hurt me. What is a micro penis, baby? Don't hurt me.
That's actually hilarious.
What is Bosnian chicken farmers, baby? Don't hurt me.
All right, it sounded funny in my head. Fuck you guys.
Ooh, fucking SAT word here.
What is bias SAT questions?
What is heteronormativity? Baby, don't hurt me.
That's a legitimate question. What is heteronormativity?
And that's why I'm going to go with it.
Yes! You know, just in my head, I was like, I don't even know what to use this.
Heteronormativity. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of blank.
Oh, yes.
Well,
so nice. Oh, God.
World Series of
your mom.
I'm banking on the fact that ESPN 2 is...
ESPN 2 is a weird one.
Is
that has, like, poker
like arm
and
wrestling
like,
and stuff. Yeah.
Like, things that aren't real
like,
sports.
Like lumberjack log rolling.
I wonder if Dexter takes part in that now.
Dodgeball.
You can always apply this to everything.
Okay, then. next on ESPN 2, the World Series of Doing It in the Butt.
ESPN 69.
Next on ESPN 2, the World Series of Apologizing.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
This man has cheated on his wife. Can he get a fucking high score and apologize?
I think that's a skit on something. Seriously. Like a Monty Python skit or something.
Next on ESPN 2, the World Series of Vehicular Manslaughter.
Otherwise known as Grand Theft Auto.
That's not Grand Theft Auto.
That's Tuesday.
Vehicular manslaughter isn't Grand Theft Auto?
I've never. Are you talking about the game or the actual crime of Grand Theft Auto?
What are you talking? No, I mean the game.
Okay, then that's different.
Remember, we're a video game podcast?
Well, whatever.
We are.
I forgot.
You are?
Oh, what?
We're a gaming podcast.
What are video games?
That's why we're allowed to do this.
Yeah, technically.
Next on ESPN 2, the World Series of the Amish.
Wouldn't the act of filming them, like, break their rules or something?
I think
something?
It, like, takes their soul or something.
No, that's Native Americans, you dumb fuck.
No, they solve crimes.
Yeah, they solve crimes by going into the spirit world.
The people whose souls were taken. Next on ESPN 2, the World Series of A Tribe of Warrior Wood. Do it in the butt wins.
Oh, fuck. Do it in the butt always wins.
Always wins.
Is that just a fact or just like...
Generally speaking,
the fact of life. Wins.
Somebody wins.
Yep.
Oh,
sometimes people lose, though.
What's the next superhero sidekick duo?
Oh, God.
Just two?
Two?
I'm assuming two.
No.
It doesn't say two, but I'm assuming two.
It does at the bottom, I think.
Yeah.
Pick two.
You're right. Thank you.
He's also...
Yeah, this is not good.
I think mine's fine.
You can...
These are the two I hate the most.
Yep.
Well, I hope I win.
I got two everybody? Good ones.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great hand.
I've got a real good hand now.
The next superhero sidekick duo... Ominous background music. Dying.
And dying.
Dying.
This is funny. What's the next superhero sidekick duo? A crappy little hand, a squadron of moles wearing aviator goggles.
What?
Okay.
Huh.
A crappy little hand.
Yeah.
For my crappy little hand.
What's the next superhero sidekick duo? Fiery poops. Blood farts.
I always said dying on
yours, yeah. Matt.
What?
Yeah. sounds like your style.
I always said dying on this one. I'd like hoping everyone.
Okay. the next superhero sidekick duo, Neil Patrick Harris, Shaft.
Those are actual people.
Shaft
in Africa. Remember we tried to watch that?
Oh, yeah. There's some. What's the next superhero sidekick duo? Another goddamn vampire movie. Tangled Slinkies.
What?
What?
Yeah, definitely a throwaway.
I'm voting for Neil Patrick Harris and Shaft.
I want to too, because I've seen Shaft. That's yes! Great. So,
bad mother, shut your mouth.
Put Shaft music in this. Just on loop in the background.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if that's legal.
No, Shaft music starting right now.
I can't use copyrighted shit. I'll do it for like 10 seconds.
It might not be copyrighted. It's not really.
Studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to blank.
I don't know if I should.
Yeah, that's a throwaway.
For being exposed to.
I haven't won one in a while, so.
Just going over your past conquest, Sean.
I've got 6.
I have 4. I'm catching up.
I need.
After being exposed to carnies. They're being exposed to a soulful rendition of Old Man River. A cat video so cute that your eyes roll back and your spine slides out of your anus.
Wow.
I love that. So much.
They're being exposed to a lifetime of sadness.
Aww.
Why would that make them go faster?
That's a Great Depression.
Common themes.
Okay, it's one of these two. A lifetime of sadness or a soulful rendition of Old Man River.
I like the Great Depression.
A lifetime of sadness.
Ooh.
Hooray for a lifetime of sadness.
I had depression too.
It lurks in the night. It hungers for flesh. This summer, no one is safe from blank.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Fuck. Next card I pull is like the ultimate one for this thing.
No, Sean, it's not.
You're wrong.
This summer, no one is safe from heartwarming orphans. No one is safe from mom.
Hunger for flesh.
No one is safe from a horse with no legs.
What?
No one is safe for women's suffrage.
That's true.
It lurks in the night and it hungers for flesh.
That's not even mine.
That sounds like fucking like... That sounds like 20th century, like, propaganda.
And no one is safe from the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So, women's suffrage.
Yes.
You would pick women's suffrage.
Horses are mean, too.
It lurks in the night and it hungers for flesh.
Oh, Zach, did you just do something?
Is it still recording?
Oh, yeah. I think you touched something when you did
it. Fuck it. Oh, yeah, it's still recording.
Fuck it.
Listen. Oopsie. Shut up.
Are they still listening?
Probably not, because we've been going for a long time.
It's been an hour and a half.
Okay. But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you blank.
No.
Okay.
No. I changed my mind.
Don't put it on top of my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a pile.
Here. Okay, you.
Perfect. Yes, and me.
It's always like you get the best card right after the hand.
That's just
not for you.
But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you the true meaning of Christmas. I was not prepared for that.
No, never! It's a lie!
It's a James Bond Christmas special.
Humbug!
Anything but that! Just kill me with sharks with lasers on their head, I prefer that! Alright. Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you historically black colleges.
You've got to see this.
No, anything but that. Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you Robin giving Batman a sensual foot massage.
Crossover?
But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you the Chinese gymnastics team.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good. Before I kill you, I really should show you that.
But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you whispering all sexy. Okay, it's between whispering all sexy and the true meaning of Christmas. Oh. Yeah, I have to go with true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love how I didn't pick the card I created.
I was hoping you would.
Bacon on it?
What?
You're bacon on it?
Yeah.
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the door and there is blank. What? And there is the penis.
As an atheist, I hope you appreciate this joke.
I hope he likes mine because it was dark sense of humor.
I hope he likes mine because I want to win.
Yep, Anthony's already as well.
Wait, you're saying you have to have a dark sense of humor to play this game, Matt Brady? Really?
Here's the church. Yeah. Here's the steeple. Open the doors, and there is Hot Pockets.
Yep, that is dark.
There is Hot Pockets, all rights reserved.
Oh, copyright symbol.
Trademark.
Here's the church, here's the steeple, open the door, and there's racism.
Oh, that one was sad.
Oh, here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors, and there is a pile of squirming bodies.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
That's like, oh.
Here's the church. Here's the church, here's the steeple, open the door, and there is a web of lies. Here's the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door, and there is pixelated bukkake.
Yeah, were you a web of lies?
After he makes
this
decision.
Oh, God.
I think you were Zach.
I'm going to do a pile of squirming bodies.
Damn it!
Because I feel like a web of lies was Zach.
Yeah, it was definitely Zach.
I just want to fuck him out of a card. So.
I was Hot Pockets.
Yeah, because you've given him half of his. Yeah.
Hey, wait, every single one.
Can't be having that shit.
Sean, give me my card.
I don't know what I did with it. I kept it.
That's a good strategy. Maybe I'll start doing that.
Hello there, this is Zach Kilmer talking to you. Hoping you're enjoying this episode of The Gamer's Point so far. If you are, there's a few things you could do to help us out that won't take much of your time. You could go to iTunes and subscribe to us there. Leave us a review, preferably 5 stars. And leave us a little blurb that can help us spread us around. If you don't like iTunes, we're on the other major podcasting networks. We are on Zune, Miro, BlackBerry, and Stitcher. So if you don't prefer iTunes, like I don't, you can subscribe to us on any of those services. You can answer the question of the week on Facebook by going to 891thepoint.com's Facebook page and liking them, and then posting your response on any of the Gamers Point related posts. Make sure it has something to do with the Gamers Point, otherwise I won't be monitoring it as closely. If you would like to listen to any old episodes of the Gamers Point, the only place to do that is 891thepoint.com. You go to that website, hit extras, hit podcasts, and then they're there. You see, because we're poor and don't have a lot of storage for our RSS feed, so only the most recent episodes will be on iTunes and Podomatic and all of the other services. So in order to listen to any old episodes, you have to go to 89.1thepoint.com's website. So whether you're subscribed, leaving reviews, or leaving answers to the question of the week, we appreciate you listening. We would also like to appreciate 89.1 The Point for sponsoring us. They are a radio station in the western New York area between Buffalo and Rochester. If you live in that area, tune in to 891 The Point FM for great music 24/7. The best new music first. Now I'm going to stop bothering you. Let's continue with The Gamer's Point, brought to you by WBSU Brockport 89.1 The Point. Oh,
shit.
I think we stopped recording for a second. We're good now, though.
Well, the other one, you're just splice them together.
Yeah. Obviously.
It's easy.
And Audacity.
Thank you.
This podcast brought to you by Audacity. No,
it's a free program.
Damn it. What was the black card? Sorry.
Damn it. It's literally brought to you by Audacity.
I literally use it to make this, so yes.
We could not bring it to you without that.
So technically what I said was not inaccurate.
Like, otherwise this shit would just be hearsay.
Going to Broadway now. This season, blank. The musical. Don't you have the cards?
Oh, Zach. What?
Ugh.
Waiting on you.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, God, now I'm under pressure. That sounds funny. There we go.
Probably dumb.
Read it.
It's hard to run with this season. Extremely tight pants. The musical.
Probably.
Coming to Broadway this season, Depression, the musical.
Carrie
coming
Underwood
to Broadway this season, an unhinged Ferris wheel roaring towards the sea.
That sounds epic.
That would be awesome.
I want to see that.
What a weird play.
Coming to Broadway this season, Object Performance, the musical. Permeance.
Object permanence. Object permanence.
You've done.
Someone didn't take Psychology 101.
Coming to Broadway this season. Actually taking candy from a baby. The musical. it's between unhinged fairy tale rolling towards the sea and actually taking candy from a baby.
Fuck you, kid. This lollipop's mine.
Actually taking candy from a baby.
Yes, that's mine.
God damn it.
Of course it is.
Oh, right.
Matthias.
Discard that.
Okay.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with blank.
A whimper would be the actual ending to that. Robert Frost.
I read
literature. Oh, wait to make some fun of something. I'm educated.
I know words. I read all the things. I live in a library.
I got glasses.
See, it's my library, Carl. You can't have
it. I can read and count things good. Oh, look at me.
I've been fucking the Harvard of a library, Carl.
Actually, is that Robert Frost?
What?
I have to fact check.
I think it is.
I questioned my own education. Alright, anyway. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with passive-aggressive post-it.
Okay. I think I've actually heard that exact combination before, twice.
So whoever's taking my lunch, just don't.
Next day. The entire world is just a smoldering crater.
Here's a tip. If your lunch doesn't have if it doesn't have your name on it, it's not your lunch.
You're that douchebag, aren't you?
No, but
I raid the Hannaford fridge and eat everyone's food.
I left my I stopped going to college right now.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say, how many of us are there?
We have half the staff of Hannaford here.
Right? Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Think about that. Half of us work at Hannaford.
Because I forgot, Matt works at Hannaford too. We're surrounded by grocery store people.
Man, I like how you came here and not your first man.
I was just going to comment on that. I'm happy to be moved up to first man.
Well, we're going like clockwise direction, and that's how my brain works from my angle. So
technically, I got
this is all first. Riveting conversation for people who can't see us.
All right, go for it.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with no clothes on, penis and vagina.
What?
Oh. That's exactly what he said.
Well, I didn't quite hear it, so I had to double check.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Exactly. Not with a bang, but with clams.
Clams.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with interspecies marriage.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like an argument some, like, red state
pastor next step.
Would be making.
Really, really it is.
You know what this leads like, to?
Next they'll be marrying the dogs, and then the world's gonna end. Most likely due to passive aggression.
You're supposed to be bringing home an alligator girlfriend. It's gonna eat the dog.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with Pac-Man uncontrollably guzzling cum.
Waka 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 waka. Waka waka waka.
You know, as much as I enjoy all of these, I have to go with passive aggressive post-it notes.
Damn
it! Of course it's you.
I thought Pac-Man was going to win, for sure.
All right.
You thought. We all think.
What helps Obama unwind?
That's political. Political humor.
Oh, I wish it. God damn it.
Yeah, no, same thing. What shot were you, right?
It's taking forever to load.
Oh, probably because we're in the basement.
I have Wi-Fi.
Shut up.
I'll pass.
I don't care. I'm fine. I can't get into the fucking house.
You got the information superhighway in this house?
You're just in the air.
I'm trying to do the interwebs.
Fuck, I hate you all.
Okay.
T.S. Eliot.
Is it T.S. Eliot?
Yeah.
What helps Obama unwind? Buying the right pants to be cool. What helps Obama unwind? The peaceful and non-threatening rise of China. I don't know about this.
Yeah, that's funny. If anything, that would not make him unwind.
A token minority. A nuanced critique. Child beauty pageants.
Ew.
Okay.
China wins.
Yeah.
Just like it's going too soon.
I thought Pence had it.
Because I like to think of him secretly being on the side of China. I'm just kidding.
I'm
not a conservative.
Goddamn. Communist.
Now, which one was you?
Dirty Muslim socialist fascist communist.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
I'm pretty sure I'm high right now because I'm absolutely mesmerized by blank.
I wish I had hot
pot. Oh, that's kind of
weird. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
We're talking about you want hot pies now.
No, I wish I had the card for it.
I'm pretty sure I'm high right now because I'm absolutely mesmerized by 1,000 Slim Jims.
You would be.
You do that.
Reason,
you
fucking love Slim Jims.
I do love Slim Jims.
How do you ever acquire 1,000 Slim Jims?
Yeah, you'd have to go to like every gas station within a 100-mile radius.
So then there's the fact that the ones you get.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to keep up with it. You'd be so high.
I'm absolutely mesmerized by scrotum tickling.
Wait, mesmerized?
I'm absolutely mesmerized by Neil Diamond's greatest hits.
Oh, dear.
No one ever.
That's unfortunate.
I'm absolutely mesmerized by opposable thumbs.
That sounds like something a high person would be mesmerized
And
by.
I'm absolutely mesmerized by geese.
You are always mesmerized by
opposable geese. Opposable thumbs has to win.
It's opposable thumbs are geese.
I
don't know.
That just seems like someone who would high would just be like, dude, like, we're the best because of this.
My thumbs are so fucking opposable.
Like, but are they fingers?
Like, right. like this is why I'm at the top.
Fine, thumbs. Thumbs wins.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I'll forget every single turn.
This is the prime of my life. I'm young, hot, and full of blank. I am young, hot, and full of blank.
Oh. Here, have this.
Yeah, this one too. This one would have been great.
Oh, right.
I'm gonna hate all of these, aren't I?
Oh, that's always funny. Yes.
Like, you're just going to have to plug in every situation?
This is the prime of my life. I'm young, hot, and full of overcompensation.
Fair.
Okay. This is the prime of my life. I'm young, hot, and full of a balanced breakfast.
Oh my god, that was like
a fucking cereal commercial aimed at like preteens.
That just comes out of left field.
This is the prime of my life. I'm young, hot, and full of an Oedipus complex.
Oh my god.
Whoever you are, fuck you.
Oh my god.
That's disgusting. This is the prime of my life. I'm young, hot, and full of Lunchables. Ew. Somehow that's more disgusting than
not
an Oedipus
a balanced
complex.
Breakfast.
This is the prime of my life. I'm young, hot, and full of 8 ounces of sweet Mexican black tar heroin.
I want that one to win.
It's between a balanced breakfast and that.
Was that like, shit. Was the black tar heroin one like a quote from Spring Breakers?
I don't know. That sounds like it. No, I'm gonna have to go with a balanced breakfast.
Yes.
So close to winning. Hot.
That's hilarious.
What's that smell?
Is that like a card or are you asking?
Yeah, no,
you said so matter of fact.
Wait, did you just give me this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh god.
Oh man.
I don't know if anyone will get that one. No, they will. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, sometimes you know they're not going to win, but it just like needs to be said out loud.
You're just like,
this is too funny for. Not
I had the Oedipus complex one.
Fuck you.
I was over conversation. Where else am I going to use it?
Not specifically on me.
How about that? I feel like it has to be.
Ready? Especially when you're talking about yourself. Again. What's that smell? Goblins. What's that smell? Vikings. What's that smell? Dead parents.
Just plural, like several sets
of dead parents everywhere.
Your parents, my parents, all of our parents.
You're just at your house with your friends. What's that smell? Dead parents.
Casually drop it.
What's that smell? Flightless birds.
What?
What's that smell? Sexual humiliation.
No.
I don't know what made me laugh more. Dead parents.
Yes.
Sounds like you answered your own question pretty quickly.
Yep.
Why can't I sleep at night? Oh, man. I have a bad feeling about this.
Why can't I sleep?
I always like to think of these as the person reading them, so like Anthony specifically.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's a, I feel
yeah,
like...
I'll probably go with Matt.
Okay. Why can't I sleep at night? Wi-Fi... Wifely duties.
Wi-Fi duties?
Wi-Fi duties. Wifely duties.
What's that, Kansas?
It's true.
Why can't I sleep at night? Mecha Hitler.
Terrifying.
I'm going to put that one to the side.
I just can't sleep, doctor.
Why can't I sleep at night? Santa Claus.
Damn.
That goes with Mecha Hitler. Why can't I sleep at night?
Said no one.
Santa Claus is definitely in the same category. It's Mecha Hitler. Why can't I sleep at night? White privilege. I hate you all.
But we're all white.
They don't know that.
Why can't I sleep at night? Ryan Gosling riding in on a white horse.
Okay, so I lost. I'll just go fuck myself.
Mecha Hitler. Who is Mecha Hitler? Yeah, that was great.
Three in a row.
I think it's Mecha Hitler. Just
that's not even fair. Mecha Hitler probably wins. Like, even if it didn't make sense, Mecha Hitler.
It's like the Helen Keller in Apples to Apples.
All right, bros. Our frat house is condemned, and all the hot slampies are over at
frat. What is happening?
Someone else read it, please.
It's so long.
I'm vetoing that.
Oh. All right, bros. Our frat house is condemned, and all the hot slam pieces are over at Gamma Pi. The time has come to commence operation.
Blank.
Operation blank, yeah. If you can figure it out.
Oh god, I have... What am I doing?
Aw, oh, man! To be your new gamer tag.
Is everybody...
What?
Absolutely not.
I'm gonna hack your account and make it.
The time has come to commence Operation Incest. The time has come to commence Operation The Ooze.
The Ooze.
No, thank you.
Dear God. The implications.
It's actually horrifying.
Commence Operation The Ooze.
I'm sorry, is this a German fraternity?
Mecha Hitler said so. The time has come to commence Operation Moral Ambiguity.
Ambiguity?
In a frat house? Yeah, that sounds accurate. Yeah.
Christian Bible school, maybe. The time has come to commence operation wearing underwear inside out to avoid doing laundry.
Gross.
The time has come to commence operation the Trail of Tears.
Oh, come on!
Who was the Trail of Tears?
The Trail of Tears works in every situation.
I forget what black card it was, but so I somehow managed to use like Andrew Jackson and Trail of Tears at the same time, and it was awesome.
I cannot win this one, I repeat. Okay, the Japanese have developed a smaller, more efficient version of blank.
Oh, my cards. I want this one going.
Throwaway round?
This one is.
Yep.
All the other ones are good. I want
great.
One of them, all of them.
It's out of hand. Just saying.
Or do it again.
Anyone. Anyone.
16 cards over here.
16?
Shit.
The Japanese
oh,
have
what?
Defi-
I have...
I have like, eight. Halfway there.
I have
five! There.
I'm winning.
Five.
Unless Zach. I don't know how many he has.
Now, how many do you have? No,
the Japanese have developed a smaller, more efficient version of swamp ass. Have developed a smaller, more efficient version of science. I mean, that's probably true. An army of skeletons.
Smaller?
Leprosy.
More efficient?
More skinfold.
A smaller, more efficient version of homeless people. Okay,
oh,
it's down
people.
To science and homeless people.
I feel like homeless people, just because that's so like useful.
It's probably yours.
No, it's not. Armored skeletons.
Science.
Yes!
Damn it!
So
the one person I didn't want to win one.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, in return for my soul, the devil promised me blank, but all I got was blank.
Perfect way to get rid of those.
Wait, what? Can you just read that one more time?
In return for my soul, the devil promised me blank, but all I got was blank.
Yeah, why not? I like redundancy.
Alright. In return for my soul, the devil promised me picking up girls at the abortion clinic, but all I got was a good sniff.
Oh, wait. Can we reflect on this?
That one was trashy as hell.
The devil promised me hope, but all I got was my soul.
What?
You just gave it back?
I don't want this bullshit.
This soul is shitty. Hang it back.
I don't even fucking want this.
Wait.
The no one will live another year anyways.
The devil promised me bitches, but all I got was the profoundly handicapped. That's so sad. The devil promised me hot people, but all I got was a hot mess.
Okay.
That's good.
The
That's
devil promised good. Me 24-hour media coverage, and all I got was new age music.
That sounds horrible.
It's between my soul and a hot mess. I don't top that one. I think my soul.
Thank you.
Fuck.
Like, really?
I thought yours was a hot mess.
I was hot mess.
Yeah, because he said redundancy.
No, I thought it was hot mess too until she said my soul.
I thought an abortion clinic was fucking hilarious, but
I thought the profoundly handicapped were hilarious.
I like this image of like, alright, you give me...
She broke my streak.
Alright, I'll give you my soul as long as you give me hope.
And they're like,
you can keep it.
I'm sorry. The devil's just like, that's the one thing I cannot
do. We just don't do that here.
It's hell. Why are you coming here for hope?
No, trust me.
Son of a bitch. What is going on?
You're like, I started playing something.
I think.
Don't do that. There we go.
Yeah, it just went like Inception.
Oh dear. Blank. Kid tested. Mother approved. Kid tested. Mother approved.
Well,
I feel bad about this.
I know. I don't like this one at all.
Someone puts down Michael Jackson, that's probably going to win, just saying.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Alright. Stupid, shitty podcasts. Get tested, mother approved.
Oh, that was stay at home.
I don't know what I expected when I created that card.
Ouch.
My genitals, kid tested, mother.
Oh,
that's fucked
again.
Up.
A PowerPoint presentation, kid tested, mother approved.
Sad.
Revenge fucking, kid tested, mother approved.
No.
Who are you people?
Who am I sitting
next game's
to?
Game does things to you. My machete, kid tested, mother approved.
Whoa.
What's scary about that is the mother approves.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, Stupid Shitty Podcast is out because fuck you. So it's
you created that card.
So it still hurts my feelings. So it's between
you
revenge
keep...
fucking and my genitals.
You sick fuck. It should never be between that.
Especially when it comes to children.
should be together.
Listen, we are all about the pedophilia jokes here at the Gamer's Point, all right? I'm going to go with revenge fucking.
I can't believe that won. I won, but yeah, I'm happy I did it. But I don't, at the same time...
You're happy you revenge fucked a child?
Like, I'm happy I won, but at the same time, I feel like I will be...
You lost a little something.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm morally, same, like, to society, like, you know, yeah, society same, lost something to the
I'm year. I'm not the same person I was when I was sitting in Sean's car on the way here. All
right, it's going to be a silent ride back.
Shit.
The things I've said.
Lifetime presents blank. The story of blank. Where do all my... Oh.
Lifetime presents.
Read that again, please.
Lifetime presents blank. Story of blank.
Oh, I don't know what order to put these down in.
I like that one.
Let's do this one.
Lifetime presents The Boy Scouts of America, the story of a surprising amount of hair.
Oh. Whoa!
That got weird. You thought the pedophilia jokes were gonna stop, but you were wrong.
I thought last round.
That sounds like a Lifetime movie. Lifetime presents A Passionate Latino Lover, the story of a plunger to the face.
What?
Not tickle.
Okay, I threw away some cards. Sue me.
Lifetime presents Prancing, the story of that ass.
Oh, what about shit. Lifetime?
Lifetime presents Stalin, the story of Nazis.
I mean, kind of inaccurate, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Lifetime presents An Erection That Lasts Longer Than 4 Hours, the story of third base.
Third?
What?
That's just not... That's weird.
Well, that one sounded like Zach's. So, how about Prancing in That Ass?
I can't believe twice in a row this has never happened before.
Damn, Stalin.
Man, I can't believe you had Nazis and Stalin.
I know, right?
Why'd you use them both at once?
What Come on, fuck? Man. Those are both ones that would be good as like a one-off
You're
card.
You're supposed to like it.
did I take cards?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh. Yeah, I did. Lefty.
That's trademark.
Okay, the left pile is all doubles. I feel like.
It can't be.
I feel like every single
time it is. Left or...
My left.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I
Once again,
noticing.
Riveting conversation for an audio podcast.
Someone just like, take a quick look through that. You guys...
Hey guys, look at that thing over there. Isn't it so cool?
We could do a video podcast.
Well, yeah, but no.
That sounds harsh.
Also, I'd have to be pretty.
Just set a camera
like, myself up. I don't want people to fucking see this horrible shit that is my face.
Really? It's, you don't want to.
I have to get my hair did.
Oh god.
You guys, I saw this crazy movie last night. It opens on blank, and then there's some stuff about blank, and then it ends with blank.
Oh, so this is you pick three and draw two.
Do you draw two first or pick three?
Draw two, then pick three, because that's the order I had.
Wait, so
you draw two.
Have an extra one?
Yeah, and yeah, so we'll have like a better selection.
I need to hear that again.
Yep.
Okay. You guys, I saw this crazy movie last night. It opens on blank, and then there's some stuff about blank, and then it ends with blank.
that was easy enough.
I don't know about this.
I'm gonna go with the theme and hope that lands me home.
Opens.
It's, that's the best way to do it.
It opens on.
I'm scared.
Let me see.
Have fun.
Yeah, let's get that. Opens on. Yeah.
Start from the bottom. Now we right.
Oh, God.
You can't say that. That's trademarked. We'll get sued by Drake. Probably.
No, wait, Drake go way I have back. Six now. Do I draw one?
Yeah, now you're drawing
yeah.
one.
Okay. The one on the bottom is the last one red, right?
I hope that's
no. Right. No, it's the first
the one
red.
The one bottom's first. Were you doing it wrong the entire time?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No wonder Matt has been doing so shitty.
Like, Matt.
No,
you,
Matt's
if,
doing really
if
good.
If you have Primes Against
flip
Humanity,
it.
Or
yeah,
Cards Against Humanity, you flip it, and that's the first one red. And then,
yeah, that's right. So
we're professionals,
that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was maybe doing it wrong. Anything? I was maybe doing it wrong.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
You guys, I saw this crazy movie last night. It opens on a pyramid of severed heads. And then there's some stuff about scrotal frostbite. And then it ends with all of this blood.
That sounds like the worst movie I've ever
or
seen.
Or the best one.
Dear God.
No, that would have to be, have like 7 more explosions.
You guys, I saw this crazy movie last night. It opens on making the penis making the penises kiss.
A movie?
And then it says something about just a tip. And then it ends with overpowering your father.
Whoa! Oh, my God. That deserves to win. Oh my!
Overpowering your father.
You guys, I saw this crazy movie last night. It opens on whipping it out, and then there's something about pumping out a baby every 9 months.
Wait, what?
And then it ends with whining like a little bitch.
Just some stuff about popping out a baby.
I'm seeing a common theme here.
Just some stuff about popping out a baby.
Everybody just made porn.
You guys, I saw this crazy movie last night. It opens on Stephen Hawking talking dirty. And then there's some stuff about the clitoris.
The clitoris.
And then it ends with giving 110%.
Now when you are trying to stimulate the clitoris.
You guys, I saw this crazy movie last night. It opens on Stranger Danger. And then there's some stuff about vigilante justice. And then it ends with sunshine and rainbows. That one was...
You watch some strange-ass movies.
Honestly, my Netflix history is just, like, insanity.
Pyramids of severed heads and scrotal frostbite.
And okay, sunshines and rainbows.
Okay, making the penis's kiss wins.
Yes.
What?
Which is the only time I'm ever going to say
I always
that.
Just hope that mine will make the most sense and also...
Yeah. Oh, Matt Brady.
Man, this is bullshit. Fuck. Blank.
What?
Oh, that was the card.
Man, it's bullshit. Fuck.
You read these things wrong, goddammit.
Is there punctuation between fuck and blank?
No. Man, this is bullshit.
Man,
fuck.
Comma. This is bullshit. Period. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, no, blank. This is bullshit. Is there a fuck right? Blank.
Oh. Okay.
That's how you read
man,
it.
Man, this is bullshit.
Fuck. Did I not just say
you,
that?
Yeah, no, you, no, you did, but not that. With like the right inflection.
Like, we just thought you were wrong.
I helped my Uncle Jack off a horse.
What? Oh, yeah. That's funny.
That's okay.
Because it's Thomas. I'm going to get rid of this one. It sucks.
That's how he thinks about you, Matt.
I got one that I'm going to save for Zach.
Right? Come on.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, this is bullshit. Fuck. Not...
Okay, someone take it away from him. He lost privileges.
I got it. Just give me your cards. No, you can read the other one. Like,
he's like saying the right words.
Man,
totally
this is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Fuck, not reciprocating oral sex.
That's fair. Right.
That's what Louis C.K.
said. Okay.
Try again.
Now I can't do it.
Mine, give me all of them.
No, I want to make the decision.
Man, this is bullshit. Fuck the rapture.
That's the plot of This Is The End.
Says the guy that's left behind.
Man, this is bullshit. Fuck serfdom.
Just a fucking
fuck serfdom.
Like they knew any different.
Medieval ages serf is just like, yo, this is some bullshit.
Yo, this is some bullshit.
They're from castle fucking a princess or some shit. We're down here
fucking
farming turnips or whatever it is we do.
Fuck surf
potatoes.
Man, this is bullshit. Fuck Jean-Claude Van Damme in slow motion.
In slow motion.
Good essay. Man, this is bullshit. Fuck taking man's eyes and balls out, putting his eyes where his balls go, and then putting his balls where his eye holes go.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck that. Specifically.
That's just bullshit.
Fuck that in particular.
Oh, shit.
It's between the rapture and serfdom.
You're both fucking
right. Fuck serfdom.
This shit sucks. Seriously, just fuck
serfdom. I like
serfdom.
Man.
Yes!
That was a good one. I really thought not reciprocating oral sex is gonna win.
Okay. That is bullshit.
I really thought I had the rapture.
Did you?
Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite delicacy is blank stuffed with blank.
Oh shit, none of these make sense.
Yeah.
Stuffed.
I don't like this.
If anyone has cards relating to the gays, it's automatically going to be funny.
Or real foods.
Well, yeah,
or real foods.
Or that.
that are stuffed with other things.
Butterfingers.
Let's see if it makes sense.
Probably not, but yeah, go for
throw
it.
Away.
Rumor has it that Vladimir Putin's favorite delicacy is a rival dojo stuffed with sexy Siamese twins.
Rumor has it.
Speculation, mind you.
His favorite delicacy is Tom Cruise stuffed with tongue. Just stuffed to the brim.
Yeah. Bring me Tom Cruise.
Favorite delicacy is Jewish fraternities stuffed with panty raids? How are you stuffed with that?
How are you stuffed with a dojo?
Favorite delicacy is literally eating shit stuffed with almost giving money to a homeless person.
Almost.
What?
Okay.
Throwaway round.
The entire Mormon tabernacle stuffed with Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Tom Cruise wins that.
Yes!
One, everybody.
Tom Cruise always wins.
I thought Nicolas Cage was going to win that one time.
I almost picked Nicolas Cage simply because of that new Community episode.
There was a Nicolas Cage one in that?
Oh, no,
that was a while ago.
Oh, a while ago.
The match remember.
Dear leader Kim Jong-un.
That's birthday. It is his birthday, mind you.
Today?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Our village praises your infinite wisdom with a humble offering of blank.
Yeah, it's his birthday today, and Dennis Rodman's over there with the basketball team, and he sung happy birthday to him and like bowed down to him.
Why?
Cool story. Because Dennis Rodman is fucking crazy.
Okay.
He's going to face 20 years in jail or something for trade embargoes.
Oh. How is that a trade embargo?
Well, like, he
singing Kim, happy birthday.
He gave
like
Kim Jong-un like a bunch of gifts.
Oh.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to give North Korea anything.
Because they suck.
No matter what it is, they'll try to turn it into a nuke.
Because
here's an iTunes gift card. How can we use uranium to turn this into a nuke?
An iTunes gift card? I can't even use this.
Did you just something random?
What North is Korea? iTunes?
We don't have food!
A humble offering of black people.
Dennis Rodman.
A humble offering of ripping into a man's chest and pulling out his still beating heart.
Very North Korean.
A humble offering of crystal meth.
Whoa.
North Korea has a meth problem.
Yeah, it does, actually. Yeah. Like, really bad.
God damn it, Walter White.
A humble offering of insatiable bloodlust. A humble offering of eating Tom Selleck's mustache to gain his powers.
How do you offer that to somebody?
You give him
You just give him Tom Selleck.
And then he eats it.
Or Tom Selleck as a whole.
Oh.
Alright, yeah. Black people.
Thank you.
I really thought Chris Muffin had that one. I really did.
Blank may pass, but blank will last forever. Blank may pass, but blank will last forever.
You suck. Here you go.
Cool.
Oh.
Throw away.
Blank. Oh, blank.
Blank.
We love you.
Roland the Farter, flatulous to the king, may pass. But a stray pube will last forever.
Or...
Alright. Someone's been having some weird dreams. Getting drunk on mouthwash may pass, but mouth herpes will last forever. Who's using this mouthwash?
What the fuck? Or you got the herpes while you were drunk on mouthwash.
Or that.
That was like very real.
What reality do you live in?
That's like truck stop
I'm
reality.
I'm scared.
The miracle of childbirth may pass, it will, but a really cool hat will last forever.
That's just false.
I love blatant lies.
Jafar may pass, but leveling up will last forever. You're dumb. Whoever that is, that's just dumb. The mixing of the races may pass, but Shaquille O'Neal's acting career will last forever.
man with the lies.
What movies was he in?
It has to be mouth herpes and getting drunk on mouthwash.
Man, how can you
fucking damn it.
Thank you.
A really cool hat. Come on.
The mixing of the races may pass. One day, it's just a fad.
It'll be over.
It's just a fad. Okay. But there are people that actually thought that once upon a time.
Is
that
oh, I meant to give those to Anthony. Sorry.
What will always get you laid?
I don't know about this.
I apologize.
But don't judge me.
I apologize.
I'll mix them up.
Maybe that'll work.
What will always get you laid? An uppercut.
Whoa. I feel like all these women are going to be very rapey.
Hey, girl. Wow! Show it you can!
What will always get you laid? Embryonic stem cells.
No.
That's just false.
Raise your hand if you didn't know what that was.
What will always get you laid? Subduing a grizzly bear and making her your wife.
Oh my god.
What will always get you laid? The Make-A-Wish Foundation.
True.
What will always get you laid? Harry Potter erotica. Subduing a grizzly bear.
Yes.
Really not.
Because technically it's implied.
Really not an uppercut.
I don't want that on record.
Harry Potter fanfiction.
I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with.
Yeah.
I got everybody giggling about like what they put. That was so funny.
Because mine's the
I'm
best.
I'm sorry for that.
I'm still so upset that that honey won't settle.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because honey is supposed to
never go everybody,
bad.
Look at that thing.
Oh, yeah, look, more visual components to this.
Okay, so I do not know with what World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with bees?
Not the bees.
There's literally
no question mark.
I don't know World War IV either. I'm assuming bees.
I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with stormtroopers. I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with mad hacky sack skills. I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with. Some really fucked up shit.
Albert Einstein.
Going literal here.
Oh shit.
I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with Gandhi.
No.
If you're playing Civ 5.
Yeah, if you're playing Civ.
Yeah, only playing Civ.
If you're playing Civ 5, Gandhi will nuke you to shit with no apologies.
It will fuck you up.
Peaceful mind.
Some really fucked up shit seems appropriate.
Yeah.
Was that or bees?
Really? I was banking on the Civ 5 humor. God damn it!
I was bees. You're all
bees. Bees was very good.
The question bees? Mark and bees is perfect.
I can't bring back your goddamn honey. Okay, that, apparently Wicker what's... Man references fall flat. I'm sorry.
I saw it. He punches a lot of people.
Women specifically.
Yes.
Just like great. Decks ladies in the face.
Like a bird.
What's there a ton of in heaven?
Hmm. Oh, come on.
I'm sad I had to waste it.
Sure, why not?
Will you bring a pizza with you?
Yeah, and wings.
I'll see if I can find.
Can you bring? Sustenance. Can you bring?
Oh wait, wait, wait.
I'm sure he'll do it. Well,
just go without
did he
him.
Do it?
We don't really care about him.
This would have sucked anyway.
He might win. Who knows, right?
Well, we have.
What's there a ton of in heaven? Tasteful side boob.
Hopefully,
tasteful.
Tasteful.
What's there a ton of in heaven? panda sex.
there's none of that.
Oh, it's not. You're lack of. You're such a stupid animal.
Whoa.
Let it die.
Let it die. What's their ton of in heaven? Hipsters.
Ugh. Really?
No.
Someone's gonna kill them all, so.
What's well, they're going to heaven.
Heaven's overrated. What's their ton of in heaven? Weapons grade plutonium.
Well.
Yeah.
What's there a ton of in heaven? Crying into the pages of saliva.
Sylvia Pat.
Oh, saliva. Yeah, Pat.
Saliva.
Saliva Pat.
Saliva path is a gross phrase. I followed the saliva path all the way home.
Hopefully,
so now we wait.
Yeah. No, we just decide right
just
now.
Just decide, yeah. And we'll give.
If no one answers,
if no one answers, it's his.
Oh, and we'll choose another one.
Okay. Weapons grade plutonium. Anybody?
Quick, pick another one.
I'll go with my second.
Best part is he'll hear.
Definitely panda sex.
Thanks.
I feel now.
I can't wait for him to find out.
That was the first best answer.
What? Nothing.
There's no pizza in out. Your hands.
You'll find out.
You missed panda sex.
Yeah.
Damn it. Oh, it's my turn.
Man. Quick.
Quick.
I'm making something.
What's the next Happy Meal toy? Happy Meal is a registered trademark. Don't sue us, please.
Oh, this is my favorite card.
Oh, that's what that says. So you have Reek.
Hey, what's the next Happy Meal toy?
The next Happy Meal toy is Genghis Khan. The next Happy Meal toy is Sharing Needles. The next Happy Meal toy is Velcro.
Hours of entertainment.
The next Happy Meal toy is German dungeon porn. The next Happy Meal toy is the Holy Bible. Yes, I believe that the Holy Bible will win. Velcro! Velcro wins!
Yay!
Okay. Danielle, you go.
This is Zach's favorite song. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night for blank.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not two, which is the...
This actually rhymes with it and has the right amount of syllables.
Do we wait for him?
Nope.
Okay. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night for gladiatorial combat.
That is some reason to stay up.
I'm up all night for clenched butt cheeks.
We're up all night for clenched butt cheeks.
I'm up all night for Adderall.
Might be. Probably.
I'm up all night for pulling out.
Nope.
Adderall.
Yeah!
Oh, gladiatorial
combat. No, Zach, you didn't win that time. We swear.
Right,
hey, look, food.
Turn.
Substance.
He's finally feeding us, world.
Yay!
Listen, I didn't expect us to be here for 5.5 hours, all right?
Neither did they.
Yeah, if you're still with us, you are a champion.
If you're still with us, we'll all come to your house.
Don't say
dry hump people.
There's some creepy people on the internet. Don't
they're not
say
with
that.
Us.
No, no.
They're just not. We have to listen to it, like, over 3 days. Oh, my turn?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we did one without you.
What?
No, it's okay. We did two without you.
We never did find blank, but along the way, we sure learned a lot about blank.
All right.
Can you say that again?
We never did find blank, but along the way, we sure learned a lot about blank.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I have the perfect second card for that.
Cool story, bro.
Never did find.
Oh, Charlie. Quite humorous, alright. We never did find Christopher Walken. But along the way, we sure learned a lot about farting and walking away.
Aww.
That attempted pun? Well, it failed.
Christopher Reeves, which is he was Christopher Walken.
Aww.
Good.
Good. Paralysis? There it is. We never did find 50,000 volts straight to the nipples. But along the way, we sure learned a lot about exactly what you'd expect.
What?
That's a curious tale. We never did find Bill Nye the Science Guy, but along the way, we sure learned a lot about Auschwitz. Whoa! What the fuck kind of adventure did you have?
Quick, was he Jewish?
German troop. Inertia is a property of fascism.
Oh, shit. We never did find centaurs, but along the way, we sure learned a lot about civilian casualties.
Here, Sean, you're doing droppy shit.
Yeah, I know.
We never did find Darth Vader, but along the way, we sure learned a lot about the complex geopolitical quagmire that is the Middle East.
That one's like, what?
Wow.
Yeah, it's Bill Nye the Science Guy in Auschwitz.
Of course it is.
How can it not
be? Anti-Semite.
I did put the Jews in the seventh layer of hell earlier, so.
I put the Italians there.
We can't put them both together, then it'll be really hell.
Half my family's Italian, it can be more accurate.
Why am I sticky?
Why is specifically, why is Sean Kennedy sticky?
Alright.
Fortunately, that works and you wouldn't find humor.
Oops, I forgot to grab my balls.
Here, have that.
Have us one more.
I am the keeper.
Why am I sticky? Filling every orifice with butterscotch pudding.
That would do the job.
Why am I sticky? A snapping turtle biting the tip of your penis.
Yeah.
That would just be painful.
Why am I sticky? Chunks of dead prostitute.
Oh. Good round.
He says while wearing a Los Santos hat.
Why am I sticky? Half-assed foreplay. Why am I sticky? My sex life.
Thank you.
Chunks of dead prostitute.
Thank you.
Where are you?
Where are you?
Where are the chunks of dead prostitutes?
I didn't think it better than filling every orifice with butterscotch pudding. Both would make you sticky.
Blank. That's how I want to die.
What the hell was that?
I'm sorry. Oh, that would have been horrible if I placed that there. Shit.
That's four.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Five. I'm going to win this one.
Maybe I should split this into two episodes. Or
probably should.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
It's been like 3 hours.
Still ten.
And ice pick lobotomy. That's how I want to die.
He said confidently.
The KKK. That's how I want to call
it. Oh, God. What?
Yes, say it.
Double penetration. That's how I want to die.
Quote Anthony Verdial.
A sad hand job. That's how I want to die.
So how do you want to die, Anthony?
Oh, anal beads. That's how I want to die.
I'm saying a theme.
They're all like sex themes, except for like the first two. Those are kind of sad.
If you try hard enough, they can be sex related.
That's kinky.
I don't know. It's between anal beads and a sad hand job. Anal beads.
Thank you. I told you I'd win.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
That's anal beads where Matt Brady's ace in the hole.
That's right. They're the ace in the hole. What's that sound? Question mark.
Why not?
Damn it.
Yeah, I know.
Now the pauses are going to be filled with the sounds of us awkwardly crunching. Riveting stuff.
If you're trying to do a radio podcast. You don't have people eat.
What's that sound? Medieval times, dinner, and tournament registry.
Throw away.
Yep.
Fine.
What's that sound? Screaming like a maniac.
I think that would be fairly obvious. I don't think you'd need to ask.
What's that sound? Upgrading homeless people to mobile hotspots.
What? What's that sound like?
Efficiency.
Organically?
What's that sound? Scalping.
Jesus!
Just casually.
What's that sound? Helplessly giggling at the mention of Hurtis and Turtis.
No, it's the Hootsies and Tootsies.
Oh, so that's your card?
Okay. No.
Yes, just everyone always pronounces those
wrong. Matt, I don't know. I promise you it's not.
And they're ethnic groups that were killed.
It's my turn. I will not be brought down because Zach knew a thing.
I don't even know what Hootsies and Tootsies. Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Fuck, I had my machete.
I don't like that card very much.
Sean!
Yeah,
if I had my machete and Hootsie, I can't fucking
you know,
and the Rwanda.
Don't try to be horribly offensive if you can't say it.
I think Anthony wins this one.
I do.
Because we all love genocide.
Don't you dare say it back again, because then they're not going to pick it if it's mine.
Everyone always pronounces that wrong, though, and it upsets me.
I don't care.
Tootsies and the Hutus.
Great You've people. Seen the bearded lady. You've seen the ring of fire. Now, ladies and gentlemen, feast your eyes upon.
Ow. All of mine are so tame all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
that's how mine were for like the first hour.
The moist, demanding chasm of his mouth.
Read the whole thing, fucker.
No. Feast your eyes upon used panties. Feast your eyes upon preteens. Ugh. Feast your eyes upon teenage pregnancy. Feast your eyes upon children on leashes. Used panties wins.
Yay, that's me.
And it was like a throwaway, too.
Well, all the rest of them suck, so step your game up.
Thanks. Come on,
preteens.
Hey guys, how am I compensating for my tiny penis?
The only girl here.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Well, here we go.
Alright, how am I compensating for my tiny penis? Leaving an awkward voicemail. Child abuse.
What?
Daddy issues. A time travel paradox. Or a magic bag of... Or a bag of magic beans.
Beans are pretty good.
Let's see. Child abuse.
Yes.
God damn it.
I'm a sucker for child abuse.
I was in the lead for like the whole first half, and now Matt can like make it rain with black cards over here.
Oh gosh.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't allow blank at the country club. I'm sorry, sir. We don't allow blank at the country club.
Oh, my
God. Oh man.
So many awesome things.
Let me look deep into your eyes.
No! I refuse.
Oh God.
Yes, I got this card.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't allow authentic Mexican cuisine at the country club.
Read them all with that voice, please.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't allow grandma at the country club.
That implies that the owner knows grandma.
She's like so personal.
They really don't like their own grandmother.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't allow crippling debt at the country club.
Well, that's true.
That's accurate. I'm sorry, sir, but we don't allow what friction at the country club. What?
Nothing.
Zero gravity.
No.
I'm sorry, sir, but we don't allow poor life choices at the country club. That wins. That definitely wins.
Damn it. Crippling debt.
We don't allow crippling
debt. I would have chosen crippling debt.
Yeah. It's like the same
what thing. Ended my last relationship?
Okay. So many choices.
I want this one to say a lot of things.
Can you read that again?
What ended my last relationship?
I want this one to say I'm fucked up.
Because this one would have been funny too.
I got 4.
Yeah, this is definitely going to have to be a two-parter or something.
Okay, what ended my last relationship? Poopy diapers.
Whoa!
Either a kid, completely off guard by that.
Either a kid divorce. Either a kid got into the mix, or they're really kinky.
What ended my last last relationship? Police brutality. What ended my last relationship? Landmines.
I want to hear that. I want to hear that story.
No.
Are you sure you want to hear that story?
That sounds sad. Happen again.
What ended my last relationship? Daddy's belt.
Oh.
You guys can't see it, but the look of horror and anguish that just reached everyone's face was priceless.
What ended my last relationship? Necrophilia.
Deal breaker.
I'm going with landmines.
Thank you.
Guys, stop winning.
No, I'm on a streak.
Yeah, I'm sorry for Daddy's belt.
That was my runner-up.
Good to know you're just as fucked up as I am.
During sex, I like to think about blank.
Done.
Come on.
I'm 100% confident on this one, so.
I could go for the obvious one, but I'm not. Oh, God. See if it pays off.
I'm not looking forward to reading all these.
You guys devoured that popcorn and Chex Mix in like a minute.
Get me a pizza!
I asked for a pizza and you didn't deliver.
I can't create pizza with the...
During sex, I like to think about Rush Limbaugh's soft, shitty body.
Said no one ever.
During sex, I like to think about balls.
Simple. Elegant.
Kind of has a poetic finesse about it.
During sex, I can think about two midgets shitting in a bucket.
No.
During sex, I can think about teaching a robot to love.
A robot chicken.
Oh my god. During sex, I can think about Loki, like trickster god.
Okay, once again, apparently I lost.
Not the Avengers,
Loki. No, you're not the ways of Asgard, Anthony.
Fuck you, Zach.
If they're all too complicated.
Two bitches shitting in a bucket.
Thanks.
Well, that's another one of the Helen Keller cards. Always fucking wins.
And Rush,
teaching
well,
a robot
Rush
to love had a lot of implications. That was a clever one on my part.
Isn't there a movie like that coming out?
It's called Her. Comes out on Friday.
No, Her. It's like, I think it's like his phone.
Wait, a movie about two midgets sitting in a bucket?
No, like a robot one.
That already exists.
And that's the end of the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed it. Like I said before, you can help us by going to iTunes and subscribing, leaving us a review, going to Podomatic, downloading the episodes, or going to 89.1 The Point's website to download old episodes, in addition to subscribing on any of the other podcast services. Leave your answer to the question of the week by liking 89.1 The Point's Facebook page and leaving your answer on any of the Gamers Point-related posts. We'd like to thank 89.1 The Point for sponsoring us. Listen in if you're in the Western New York area. The best new music first. And mostly, we would like to thank you for listening. You're the best. See you next time.